get your teams talking together, get them understanding how each of them are optimizing. And I think like it's, teams will very quickly see value in that. And especially if you start thinking about how you can unify your KPI strategy so that everybody's running towards the same goal and start creating that mentality that in your business, it isn't, to your point, Ben, digital versus brick and mortar. It's sink or swim together in this case. And I think sharing data, common KPIs, getting teams talking and working together, I think is definitely a good place to start. Welcome to the State of CRM podcast. I'm Matt.
And I'm Ben.
And today we're going to talk about omnichannel retailing, which is something that we talked a little bit about a couple weeks ago. It was a major theme at Shop Talk in Las Vegas for 2022. A lot of content around it. Lots of retailers were talking about it in conversations. So definitely something that even if brands aren't deploying effectively, they're definitely talking about. And kind of to that point, why aren't more retailers embracing it? I think it's about 1 in 5 are fully embracing an omnichannel strategy. And the reason is a couplefold. One, there's a lack of understanding of the opportunity and really what it means. And two, a proper and effective omnichannel strategy is actually really difficult to operationalize. It's not easy. And we'll talk a little bit more about what omnichannel is, what operationalizing it means from a business and a data perspective, and just some things marketers can think about. And of course, would love your thoughts as well, especially for the retailers in the audience. Is this something you're doing? Is this something you're thinking about? Is this something you'd like to better optimize? Would love your thoughts and recommendations in that regard. So I think a good way to kick us off is just to talk a little bit about what omnichannel actually is. One definition that we came across from Salesforce, I think is pretty comprehensive. So I'm just going to read it and then and kind of kick into a conversation from there. So definition of omnichannel from Salesforce: omnichannel retailing provides a seamless, continuous customer experience across any device or location a customer wishes to shop from, with a personalized brand experience and the ability to get any item at any time in every variety and permutation at any price.
Yeah, I mean, Matt's, it makes sense that it's in the retailer's best interest, in the business interest of developing the omnichannel, because there were some studies and there are figures and analysis proving that multi-channel buyer, customer, are more likely to spend up to 30% of money with the brand if they are multi-channel. They can get a multi-channel experience versus a single touch point customer. And they tend to be better advocates of the business also. So this is really important to understand and build together. But maybe also we can define or get into the detail of what is multi-channel versus omni-channel, because the topic today is omni-channel, but it can be misunderstood or it's not always super clear what's the difference between a multi-channel and omni-channel. So do you want to go into these details?
Yeah, absolutely. I can take a shot at it. So the rise of digital, it created an opportunity for brands to essentially have more touch points with their customers. So you think about sort of channel evolution. You start with single channel, which is basically, you know, your communications and the way that you sell and the way that customers engage with you exists entirely within a single channel space. So that's traditionally brick and mortar retailing. The whole customer experience largely happens in store. The rise of digital obviously created more opportunities to have touch points with customers, but also kind of going back to that definition that we read at the beginning, offers customers essentially an opportunity to get any item at any time in any variety, in any permutation, at the best possible price. And the ability to shop around for prices platform to platform, for products that are of a price point that they're interested in platform to platform. So with the rise of digital, you have mobile, you have desktop, you have marketplaces like Amazon, for example. So places where different brands can sort of aggregate, or different retailers can aggregate products within a single platform, or products are aggregated in a single platform. And then you also have like sort of owned and operated digital sites. So there's all these different channels. Think of multi-channel as sort of like phase two from single channel. So it's the ability of retailers to capitalize on those channels, use them to communicate with customers, make sure that products are available on those channels for customers to buy. But with multi-channel, it's using more than one channel, but the optimization and strategy really exists channel to channel. And that can be the way you operationalize. It can be data, using data that you get from, you know, digital, website visitation, all of that, to then inform and optimize the experience on the website. And that's really multi-channel. And the final evolution, most sophisticated, provides the best, most personalized customer experience, however, also the more difficult to execute, or the most difficult, is omni-channel. And that's really where you use all data available, understand all consumer touch points, and develop a strategy that's sort of a single strategy, but it's optimized towards the customer experience using all channels. So thinking about all channels as part of a larger customer experience that the customers have with your brand, and optimizing holistically rather than just one channel to the next.
Yeah, and that's where the challenge is, the challenge of making all this channel being part of the same strategy, of the same customer experience. That's where it's a little bit complicated, and the figure you were showing, that everyone is talking about it, but not every brand or retail businesses are already doing it or applying it, because it requires a seamless integration across this channel. And most often the different departments in a company that are managing these channels are communicating but not integrated together or not used to work together. Especially, I'll take an example of how many, if you are listening to us and in your company, how many people are working together, gathering on a regular basis from your digital team or e-commerce team or division, the retail one, and that can be, I mean, we were talking about the metaverse last week in the summary of Shop Talk, but I mean, that's also another option that will emerge. How do you get these people work together? You're just talking about the digital, the e-com part, and the retail. And there are different region or markets in the retail division. In the digital parts, there are people in charge of the merchandising, the website itself, another team of the acquisition or traffic generation, CRM. I mean, how do you get everything together while you have, okay, CRM practice online, but also CRM practice in store with the loyalty programs that are specific to the store experience? I mean, there are still businesses where everything is separated, siloed, and that's why it's a challenge, because it's a big, I mean, that's really a transformation of the company, and the company on its all to be able to provide an omni-channel experience to their customer.
Yeah, and I think that's a really good point. And I think, like, you know, one thing that we definitely saw at Shop Talk, especially from retailers who were doing this really well, to your point, Ben, is that they had set up their company to deliver an omni-channel strategy. It wasn't just the marketing team deploying personalized communication experiences. It was everything from the way that inventory was managed and the systems they used for that, to make sure that, you know, like when you add in additional channels and layers of complexity, managing inventory volumes is difficult. And that directly impacts even that, the customer experience, because if somebody sees something available online, wants to go in store, check it out and purchase it there, and it's not available, you know, that becomes one bad experience that might be enough to lose a customer. So it is really challenging. And I think, you know, I think it makes sense that teams are set up that way. I think, like, again, omnichannel is sort of the next evolution in this multi-channel evolution. But I mean, each sort of channel provides a different sort of, not experience, but opportunity for an experience for a customer. So in store, obviously the products, until we're able to teleport things into people's homes, you still have to go into the store if you want to see something today. I mean, obviously you can order it and return it, but if you want to browse around, do discovery, have like a physical, tangible experience, like a lot of that still happens in store. And what we're finding is because that's important to customers, which is why they're returning to stores after the lockdown period. And then you have digital, which is such a huge opportunity to be collecting data on customers and to be able to understand, you know, how to deliver what customers are looking for online or help guide them through a much more data-driven product discovery experience and optimize the journey from discovery to purchase. And it's connecting those two pieces that's difficult, because that online experience, although providing different opportunities for customers and for the retailers, it needs to be connected. So, you know, obviously the things that are popular online, things that are relevant, should be merchandised correctly into the store and all of that. And I think, like, as teams remain separated, to your point, that whole, like, unified strategy becomes impossible to achieve.
Yeah, and I mean, by no means I think that it should be only one big unique team. That won't work. I mean, they are expertise on each domain, on everything. I mean, every side. The thing is that it needs to start from the top, and we, again, this department, this separation of practices. When you see at the exec table or C level, someone in charge of the e-com and someone in charge of the retail, okay, they can sit at the same table and discuss how do we work better together. But if nothing happens on the field, I mean, on between the team that are working on specific project and communicating together, presenting their project, internal communication on, okay, we have a topic that we are, or loyalty program that we are making evolution on, or we are adding a new type of program or points or whatever. How do we connect all of that together and being sure that there is no a pilot phase on one type of one channel and the other one will expand that later if that works. I mean, the customer is the same and is swiping from one channel to another one in hours or minutes. I mean, it can be online in the streets on his phone and in navigating on the website, on the mobile, and just, okay, decide to go to enter the store and see the products in person. And that's shift from one channel to the other is very quick. So you can't really, as a brand, deliver an experience on one part of your channel distribution.
Yeah, and I think then obviously the question becomes, like, so where do you start with that, and how are businesses doing it well? And one thing that seemed to be pretty apparent is that data was the a place that where it started, because you have all of those teams that Ben just described have unique data sets that they're working with. And the customer journey, as you know, happens, it's not linear. It's not, I go online, I see some things I like, then I go into the store and I purchase them, and then I return things into the store and I go back online, or some version of that. Like, every customer, and not every customer, but every shopping experience is likely to be somewhat different. Product discovery happens both in a store and at home behind your computer or on your phone or in the multiverse or on Amazon. You know, it happens at all over these different places. And retailers have done a really good job of basically also providing opportunities for customers to buy on all of these channels. That's been something that's been done really well. Obviously, you know, increasing and optimizing conversions and making the shopping experience seamless is something that that has happened very well, although not always connected in terms of an overall experience. So even, you know, when you purchase a product, it can happen in-store, online, and that whole journey is very different. And so all of these teams have different data sets that they're looking at, you know, what works in-store, tons of online data, you know, Amazon Marketplace data, all of this stuff sort of kind of is sitting a lot of times separate and teams aren't sharing. So potentially a really good point or place to start would be one, making sure that your internal teams are sharing data with each other and then establishing a common set of KPIs that they can achieve.
Yeah. And you know, that's made me think about one example that's in marketing, for sure, we are more exposed to the marketing side. So in marketing or in CRM, that's, I can't count how many times I had discussion with someone in CRM that say that, yeah, we have our marketing stack or marketing platform or marketing cloud, but we don't have all the data inside or accessible from that. So we know that in the company there are other data, but we don't have access to that. On the retail side, we have data from the store. We know the revenue for each store, the region, markets, what one type of category of products. All of this detail, the BI on that is super advanced too. And in the middle, you have a customer service that when you call the customer service, they're able to welcome you on the phone with your first name because they know your phone number. And in a sec, they have the entire description of who you are, what you purchased in the past, what are the order number, what's the status, what you've done online, what you've done in store. How the customer service has access to all of that. And the marketing team, just a piece of it, the retail piece of it. I mean, that's not always the case, but for big brands, but big retailer, I mean, I feel like every time that you talk to the customer service, they have access to this data, to this different system. And so I'm just questioning that, why one service is able to access all of that and two other departments are not. Where is the disconnect there? And as you mentioned, Matt, that's a challenge, but because of the silo between the department and discussion, sometimes some job was done to make this information together for one need. But because of the lack of internal communication, nobody knows that it was done for one specific need and one department, and that can't benefit to the other. And the department using it has no clue on what's the need of the other one. And again, we are back to the lack of communication between these departments. And so the strategy, the overall strategy for the company to say, okay, the customer is in the center and we need to build the journey and the experience around the customer and around these channels, the omnichannel experience.
Yeah. And I think a lot of the reason for that is traditionally in the multi-channel approach, not omni, like these departments were sort of focused on their own KPIs and their own strategies and their own objectives to achieve the KPIs that they wanted to. So whether it's in-store sales or in-store customer satisfaction or in-store revenue or, the velocity of moving products, et cetera, was probably separated from the online experience. So you run a customer satisfaction survey online. That data is not shared in-store. So your in-store experience could be wonderful and your online experience could be terrible. And basically only the digital team would be sort of responsible for that, even though in a holistic customer experience, that customer is going to be dissatisfied with your brand, not just the online experience. And so I think the next step is to start thinking about aligning teams towards common KPIs, looking at, you know, customer satisfaction and brand favorability holistically, irrespective of which channel you're optimizing on. And same thing with revenue. It's not just in-store revenue or this store's revenue. It's what's being generated online, what's being generated in-store. And you can understand which customers have visited you online and in-store and mobile, et cetera. Like, and once you start to understand that through data and teams are sharing data with each other, you can make sure that the experience across all channels is optimized. I think it was interesting. We saw that the amount of touch points before purchase from discovery to purchase has increased on average from about 2 to 6. So that's, if your teams aren't talking to each other, your customers are essentially bouncing around, having experiences with your brand that could be vastly different from one another and not align because your teams are all focused on different objectives. Whereas if you look at revenue or satisfaction or moving products, et cetera, holistically, then that becomes a lot more easy to have teams work together because it becomes in their best interest to do so.
Yeah. And as you said, Matt, that's gathering, I mean, making sure that's the objective, the KPIs are across the board understood and the same, will just remove this internal competition. This fact that the director of a store see the online business as competition to his revenue and his personal goal. The goal of the store, the all the directors of different store, their goal is to grow the business in their store with some support from the brand. But with the operation of the online business years ago, that was seen as competition.
Yeah.
And in a lot of brands right now, that's still seen as competition. I know a story without naming the brand, but I know that a shift was, there was a massive shift for a brand when on this topic, when they decided to change, as I said, the KPI and the way they were measuring or evaluating the performance of the business. Sporting good company. Why a vendor, a rep in store that will give a lot of advice to a customer that wants to buy a bike and the customer is not fully decided yet? That's a pretty important purchase for the customer, and get back home, think again to every advices and the advices and the recommendation that the rep gave in person based on question and practice the customer wants to do with the bike and all of that, and say, I finally decide to choose one bike over another one. But the purchase is made online. Why this rep would spend so much time to advise, to give advice and to help a customer to understand all the mechanics of making the choice, the process of choosing the product, and not getting retribution or cheering the fact that, yeah, he did a good job because actually the customer bought the bike with the brand. But it's not in this his store or in their store right now. Long story short, that's the way they changed that is the goal was set per category or product or the way they were organized in the different sub-departments in the brand. And if any purchase, even online, happen in the area of one store, that just go in the result of this bike category for the whole area, whether that's online or in store.
Yeah.
And that changed because the rep got to reach the goal, the KPIs, even the bonus, if there are bonus associated to that, because the job was done, but the final conversion was somewhere else. And that's not fair to attribute this revenue to the website's team, because a big part of the job, not all of it, part of the job was done also by another channel, someone else in the company.
Yeah.
And that's something that's, again, hard to to set up, but I think it's a good, a nice example of what omnichannel could be, and how do you prevent to have this competition mindset internally and get people together by gathering the or setting the same goal or common KPIs.
Yeah. Yeah, each of those six touch points becomes either an opportunity to create a really rich, relevant experience for that customer, whether that's the salesperson having that direct conversation with the customer about the bike, or making sure that when the customer is online, that they actually can discover or see the products like the bike that they're interested in, so they can make that purchase. And with it increasing from 2 to 6 touch points on average, that creates a net average of 4 new opportunities, but those are also opportunities to turn a customer off. So being able to create that omnichannel relevant experience, no matter where your customer is looking, whether that's, again, whether it's Amazon or your e-commerce site or in your brick and mortar store, is so essential. And exactly to your point around why there needs to be unified KPIs, because that's a single customer experience with your brand. It's just, it's across a lot more channels than it used to be. And so, you know, that's difficult. And again, about 1 in 5 retailers are really leaning in to omnichannel and doing it effectively, which is actually surprising to me. I thought especially considering with the acceleration of digital and sort of the necessity to make your digital strategy so much more sophisticated during the pandemic, I thought that would be higher. But I guarantee you that number is increasing. And, you know, from what we were hearing at Shop Talk, brands are focused on this. So, like, what is, you know, like, what, how do you do this? And I think that obviously is a difficult question to ask. But, you know, one thing to think about is, like, obviously buying intent remains the same. Like, you're not going to want different products when you're shopping online versus when you're in store. So I think, you know, that's one area I think it's really important to understand, and an area that remains constant and creates an opportunity for you to have that, like, sort of holistic relevant experiences and for your customers. And I think what's interesting is, you know, with these 6 touch points, that's a lot more data that you have to work with. That's a lot more opportunities for you to learn from your customer and use that information to create better experiences that are more personalized for them, such as knowing exactly what customer X wants to buy from you versus customer Y, and which products are the most interesting. So in a store, very easy, you know, a salesperson can get that information directly from the customer, help them discover that, but then being able to translate that through data online and making sure that the shirt they would be looking for in the store would be the same shirt that they can find easily online. And that's doable, especially with the data that you have available, but it requires you to have a unified data strategy to achieve.
Yeah, I mean, that's the starting point. what else we had to talk about? I think that's, yeah. We touched base on almost everything.
Yeah, I think
anything. I'm checking because there was a lot of different ideas and checking that we are not missing any talking points. The best way to start toward this journey for the company is really to look at the data, what the data are collected, and what are the data points that you are able to use for these different channels, and how you bring that together. Just this exercise will also help to get people around the table and think and work together to make decision and a structure with a client in the center of that, and that's the whether or not it's complicated to achieve.
Yeah, get your teams talking together, get them understanding how each of them are optimizing. And I think, like, teams will very quickly see value in that. And especially if you start thinking about how you can unify your KPI strategy so that everybody's running towards the same goal and start creating that mentality that in your business, it isn't, to your point, Ben, digital versus brick and mortar. It's sink or swim together in this case. And I think sharing data, common KPIs, getting teams talking and working together, I think is definitely a good place to start. And there is, a lot of technology that can help for the operational pieces, whether it's unified inventory management or predictive analytics across different platforms or what have you. So I think another important thing that we probably didn't talk a lot about is just making sure that you have the tech stack to achieve that as well. But potentially that's for another day.
Obviously. And better start sooner than later, as we say, because the metaverse will add another complexity on all of that. So that's better to be ready with our classic channels.
Exactly.
Thank you very much. We are happy to get any feedback again. And as Matt said, that's really keen to get your feedback, get discussion that can be offline, online. If there is a particular topic that you would like to address, you disagree with what we said, happy to have the discussion on the show or again getting your feedback and sharing that. So don't hesitate to get in touch with us.
Yeah, thanks for listening, and tune in next week.
Bye.
Bye.